Again, put KHNC in the promo box, empshield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have topics I'm going to discuss. I'm going to get right to it. One is the Restrict Act. I've heard a little bit about it. I really haven't had the time to find the right way to present it. And secondly, the matter of China, their exercises in the South China Sea, what that means for Taiwan. We'll begin with the Restrict Act. Some of you may have heard about it, some of you may have not heard about it, but here's what it is. And this is out of citizens.news.com. It would allow rogue government to seize control over your self-driving vehicle and drive you off a cliff to kill you. If it's passed, it will allow the United States government to seize any computer of any American who questions authority, narratives, elections, pandemics, vaccines, pharmaceutical drugs, climate change, or genetically modified food. That's very self-explanatory. This is what is written into the so-called anti-TikTok bill. And the Democrats in Washington, led by the Chinese Communist Party, don't want any Americans to realize this is the final nail in the coffin of the Republic we all once knew as a free country. Now, I'm going to also say the Rhino Republicans are part of this also. They're not following it. These people that you elect to put into these positions in the Republican Party, Republican people, you're voting in people that are globalists. They are globalists. They are Republican. They look like patriots. They look like they love the Constitution. They are globalists. They're not here on your behalf. I'm glad that finally many of the Republican that were not so much really conservative Republicans are beginning to wake up. And I'm really happy to say that there are many Democrats who have been loyal to the Democrat Party are also waking up to what this government is doing. Now, I'm going to introduce this briefly to you. This is spoken of in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus. He stated that in the time in which we live, especially in the decade before he returns a second time to judge the wicked, to bring order to this world, to take the wicked individuals in every nation, this country and every nation, who do nothing but evil toward their fellow man, who are God haters, he will return, he will punish them, he will liberate the world into his kingdom, a 1,000-year kingdom that he promised would come upon this earth. A kingdom where there would be righteousness and justice, and the hardships of life for 1,000 years would be eliminated, and then final judgment would come to all of creation, in fact, But Christ said there would be a time of birth pains and sorrows, a time of distress, and then there would be, for the Christian people who are listening, and you who are non-Christian, it's in the writings of Christ, there would be a period called tribulation, a hardship which is preceded by a greater hardship. But we're not going into the great, great hardship. We're going just into a hardship like we've never known. I'm reading to you out of the black and the white what this government is going to do through this anti-TikTok bill to the people of the United States of America. I'm going to continue. The Restrict Act means the U.S. government can call any American a domestic terrorist and put them in prison indefinitely for just allegedly thinking about questioning any given narrative, meaning fake news on TV, will communicate the new government rules, laws, mandates as complete communist propaganda that can never be criticized again. There's a purpose why CNN is still, in spite of their ratings and drop of listeners and viewers, this is why they are still there, and they will continue to be there. They are there via CIA black budget money, MSNBC, all of the other media. They have to be there because they're going to be the way for this government to inform all of the people of this nation that if you don't go along with their rules, their laws, their mandates, then you are in rebellion to the empire. Let me continue. I didn't want to start Monday out by giving you the truth, but you need the truth. It'll make you free. We'll be back. Kirk Rodriguez.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page. Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended. It's my own design. It's my own rhythm. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world.
So the article I'm reading from is citizens.news.com. Restrict Act will allow rogue government to seize control over your self-driving vehicle. Are you really sure you want to buy one of these self-driving vehicles? Are you mad? Are people mad? You can't back in and park? You need a computer to back you into a parking spot? The American people, honest to God, really, they are mad. The American people are so full of all of these new technologies that give them the ease to sleep from point A to point B. You just put it on autopilot and you go. And the next thing you know, you're at St. Peter's Pearly Gates wanting to know if you've got a ticket to get in. Most of you don't. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to have a ticket to get into eternity. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you are not going to get into eternal life and eternity with God. We are in the final decade before Christ returns, and the Bible said that Christ, at this time, all of mankind will know there is a God. There will be very few that don't know anything about God, but there are those that will know their conscience and live by their conscience. So, are you mad? Having these brand new cars with all this technology, they can listen to what you're saying. Every conversation is documented on board microphones, on board cameras. You're mad. If anyone dares, going on with the article, if anyone dares challenge the corrupt Barry Satoro / Biden regime, their computers, their automobiles, computer, especially a self-driving one, can be seized at any moment and controlled in order to mitigate the risk that you may be a domestic terrorist driving around with explosives and planning to bomb something somewhere, maybe. If AI runs an algorithm on social media, for example, that adds up several memes someone posted about falsified election ballots by dead people and illegal immigrants and the likelihood of a person committing a hate crime, it seems pretty high that the FBI will be informed and they will raid that person's house at dawn with jackbooted thugs, seize all of their assets, their children, their food, their guns, their home, and it can all be based on quasi-AI. Do you have any cryptocurrency? If you are suspected of being a conservative, a Republican, a patriot, or dedicated American, your money can be shut off like a faucet at any moment. Any cryptocurrency you have, even if encrypted, will be hacked by the government goons who seize your computer and smart devices. This is written in specific and expressed language in the Restrict Act. Every realm of communication will be run by the tyrannical regime, including all e-commerce, all technology, all online retail, and all payment technology. Get it? That means they can shut down any business anywhere, anytime, for any reason they come up with, real or fabricated. It's a shutdown first, ask question later style communist manifesto. Action will be taken. These insane new laws will never be lifted until a complete revolution rises up, which will never happen. It's never going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now, for those that feel that you're going to rise up and change things, you are not going to change a thing. The Lord Jesus, through his prophet Job, stated in chapter 9 of Job, the whole world will be turned over to the wicked. Read my lips. The whole world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. Period. This is what the Bible says. We cannot change it. This system, the systems of the world are so out of control and so and ruled by so many evil individuals, families, lineages, governments. There can never be safety for man, any man, woman, or child on this earth. We've moved into the last decade before the return, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And this is exactly what it says throughout the scripture about this decade, that it will progressively get worse. The judges will be unlawful. They will not execute justice. It will get continually worse. The diseases are going to get worse. The wars are going to increase. The famines that are intentional, that are not accidental, they are man-made, are going to continue and get worse. This is what the book of Revelation says in chapter 6. The problem and a solution. The solution is, number one, you understand that the Bible is not going to be changed. You cannot change prophecy. You can speak about you wish this or you wish that, you hope for. It's not going to change anything. This world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. And you know the names of the wicked if you've been listening to this station and if you have any common sense at all. You have to transition in your mind. There's the hope that God will give the world and the time we live is through the Son, in whom He is well pleased, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the hope. That is the only hope. And the wicked people of the world, their plan is mass genocide to the point of half the world's population. They've already set things in motion through the vaccinations and through the plagues that are being released on the world. They've already set it in motion. You can't stop it. We can't stop it. Only Christ will stop it at His return. The wars, China is going to war. China will go to war. China has to go to war. China has a one world, one belt system. And one of these two legs, one leg is to go north into Europe. The other leg is south into the Middle East. Well, the northern leg, they can't go and take that one belt road north into Europe. They would love to have that road completed, because they can go into Europe and take over Europe. But guess what's stopping the Chinese from going into Europe? Ukraine. That's the roadblock right now. This is why China is trying to work out a deal with Zelensky so that they can have access through Ukraine with the One Belt Road into Western Europe. But God has stopped it. Why? Because God is going to force China south to Armageddon. And in Armageddon, this is where the Communist Party and the armies of China and the godless armies of the Far East are going to go to die in a field, and their blood is going to be mixed with other blood, and they're going to perish. Russia won't be there. Russia's going to get her punishment 7 years plus earlier. The wars aren't going to stop. The war that's right now in the Middle East, I talked to you on Friday and Thursday about the conflict in the Middle East that has begun. It is not going to end. This is just the beginning. Benjamin Netanyahu, they're going to, the terrorist groups, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, He called for the Muslim people to unite and attack Israel. I'm telling you in this station, we are getting ready to see the fulfillment of prophecy. The prophecies in Psalm chapter 83. All of the nations exactly that surround Israel right now presently. Lebanon, Syria, Jordan to the east, and the Gaza Strip. These terrorist groups in these areas, plus possibly some of the Western Muslims from Saudi Arabia. And they're going to attack Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he's put back in place by God because he has a resolve. He's ready for the job. He's just like Donald Trump was ready for the presidency. Benjamin Netanyahu is ready for this coming war, and he is going to be victorious, successful. He is going to take out the terrorists. So war. This is what Christ said is going to happen. And now we have this law. We have this Restrict Act right here in this country. This is no joke. This is real. It is going to happen. We're not going to stop it. One of these days, if you push hard enough, and we will, and this whole society, they will come in and confiscate what you have, including your children, everything that is sacred to you, because this is going to be, America is the land of the coming Antichrist. This individual is going to be ruthless. Hitler, Stalin, all of these people, Mao, you put them all together, they will not be as wicked as this individual. It's in the Bible. I'm just telling you what's in the Bible. So, these new laws will never be lifted until a complete revolution arises and overthrows the dictatorship of the globalist cabal, which world mafia, which only Christ can overthrow it. Man will not be allowed. Man is so evil. Man will allow these wicked to stay in power because the wicked will promise them a position. The only one that can stop this evil in the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may not like it, you may not agree with me, but I promise you, when hardship comes to you and there's no way out and there's no escape, there's only one way, only one person that's going to be able to help you. That is Christ. And you will, if you have any sense at all, you will ask him for help. You will ask him, please, I repent, I apologize, please, dear God, please help me. You will seek his help. And the Bible says millions and millions and millions of people will seek his help. So you may not want it now, but just know you have a hope. In the future, you will. This mafia is going to govern all information and transactions in every realm of communication, technology, and industrialization, including the following. A, artificial intelligence and machine learning. B, quantum key distribution. C, quantum communications. D, quantum computing. E, post-quantum cryptography. F, autonomous systems. G, advanced robotics. H, biotechnology. I, synthetic biology. I have a few more. I'll get to them when I get back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcast, The Present Truth.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude, we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S.,
back in the U.S.S.R. At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
Let me give you a little more insight. Everything that I'm presenting to you right now, this is the system of the coming Antichrist. I know you don't want to be alarmed. I don't want to alarm you, but if I didn't tell you the truth, then I wouldn't be faithful to God and to man, to you also. This is the coming system of Antichrist in the United States of America, in empire, in this unipolar world system, led by the United States of America, the Western nations that are in 100% total conflict against Russia and China and the all other system called a multipolar world system. I've been talking about a UNA and a multipolar world system for a year. It takes 20 years for people to get it. You know, when Einstein introduced his laws on relativity and other high math, do you realize that it took some of his colleagues, it took them just to grasp the concept a year? And this was 20 people sitting down at a time going over his formula. And it took them a year, 2, 3, 5 years to get the concept or to even understand the math. Then to grasp the concept behind the math. A unipolar world, a multipolar world, two world systems in the time just prior to Christ's return. Two systems. An Antichrist system of the West, centered in the United States of America, and a multipolar world system directed initially by Moscow, Vladimir Putin, that will be put basically into the hands of, crazy as it may seem, a communist dictator, along with other nations in Asia and in the southern belt of the world. We are in the right dead center of the explosion of the prophecies of the decade before Christ returns. There was a guy, I'm going to give you this example. He was a painter, and he was spraying lacquer. Lacquer is extremely explosive. So he's spraying the bottom floor of a tri-level. The bottom floor, you know, you can go to the just above, little above waist high. You can look out onto the grass in the back because the windows are right there at ground level. So he's spraying, and he's doing the baseboards, and he's doing the trim, and he's doing the doors. And you see, you have to have any spark, anything that's combustible, any match, any open flame, you can't have it. You better not have an open flame with that kind of combustible gas. So he's spraying, and he said, he's spraying, and 1 second, the next second, he's sitting out on the lawn in the back, on the grass, on his hind end. It's just like somebody took him out and set him down on his hind end, maybe dropped him from 3 inches above the ground. 1 second, he's spraying, the next second, he's outside. Well, he forgot you had a water tank and you have a pilot light. Well, everything was just a perfect mix. Perfect air, combustible, everything was just perfect. And he said, I didn't hear the explosion. I didn't feel the explosion. All I know is he had little burns on his arms and on his forehead from the being in the middle of the ball of flame. And it blew out the windows ahead of him, took him out and set him on the grass. This is what we are in right this minute. We are in a perfect blend, air-gas mixture. A unipolar world, a multipolar world, a digital system of the West. And then you have the digital system of the East, or of the multipolar world. And the Bible says there has to be this system in the time in which we live. Christ is not opposed to the system. He's not opposed to a digital system. He's opposed to the corruption and the corrupt, the individuals, the wicked. This system I'm explaining to you right now is the Antichrist system to come in this country. I'm just saying, wisdom begins when you begin to fear God. If you don't have any wisdom, it's because you don't fear God. The minute you begin to fear God, then the wisdom will come. So let me read to you again these points, A through about K. I'm going to show you the Antichrist system. Right here in this article, again, citizens.news.com, the Restrict Act would allow rogue government to seize control over your self-driving vehicle. Okay? Point A, artificial intelligence. Antichrist is going to control artificial intelligence. Quantum key distribution, B. C, quantum communications. D, quantum computing. E, post-quantum cryptography. F, autonomous systems. G, advanced robotics. H, biotechnology. I, synthetic biology. The pandemic, or the poisoning of the people of the world through synthetic poison. J, computational biology. And K, e-commerce technology and services, including any electronic techniques for accomplishing business transactions, online, retail, internet-enabled logistics, internet-enabled payment technology, and online marketplaces. In other words, the Restrict Act allows the government to seize the domain names, assets, computers, e-commerce, etc., of anyone who opposes the government's position on anything. That means if you post something on social media that counters the climate change hoax, for instance, the U.S. government empire, under the Restrict Act, I'm going to stop. This is too much. You need 20 years to think about it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
I've been reading the Restrict Act out of citizens.news.com. The Restrict Act. This is definitely an Antichrist act. In other words, it will restrict you from anything. So it allows the government to seize the domain names, assets, computers, e-commerce, etc., of anyone who opposes the government's position on anything. That means if you post something on social media that counters the climate change hoax, for instance, the U.S. government, under the Restrict Act, could seize control of your computer in your car and steer you into oncoming traffic, and steer you off a cliff into a brick wall, all in the name of mitigating risk to the empire and ensuring a national security. Oh, so this is another act, a segment, another part of the COG, continuity of government. In other words, any threat to the government, continuity of government kicks in. So it will mitigate the risk in the name of mitigating the risk, ensuring national security. This is another part of continuity of government. Keep your truth news in check. So we do have time presently to continue to get out information. I'd heard a little bit about this last week. I was going to comment on it. Everybody was presenting something. Well, I like to wait until I see something and read something and have evidence of something that I can actually present to you with a little bit of commentary. So I hope this helps you. I see this for the non-Christian people. Whether you like what Christ said or you don't like what Christ said, the fact is he did say, this system and these systems and these individuals in the time in which we live will be evil. The world will be turned over into the hand of the wicked. The judges will not do what is right. There will be no justice. Without justice, the people have no hope. This is what the Bible says. Does the world have hope? And I do not believe we can resist. We are to speak, and we are to address the evil. But it will be the Lord Jesus. When he returns, he's the only one that can shake the evil out of the world. And it says in Job also that he will grab the horizon to the east, the horizon to the west, and I don't mean flat earth, so get that out of your mind. He will grab the horizon and he will shake it like you snap a sheet, a bed sheet or something if you're out folding your drying clothes. He will snap it and shake the wicked out and evil out of the earth forever. Forever. And then he will bring in his millennial kingdom, 1,000 years, where mankind will have that time that we would, like the New Agers, they want to get into Nirvana or these other concepts of Shangri-La. No. Mankind can never bring about a world where there is peace and safety. That type of peace and that type of safety, man can never, because man is corrupt. Man can do nothing but evil continually from morning to night. Christ will bring in a world where there will be justice. And it says even in that world, if you die and you live to be 100 years old, and you die at 100 years old, you're dying a young man. People are going to live a couple of 100 years and longer, because sin is going to be, there's going to be a cap. There's going to be a restriction to great evil, and men will live, and there won't be GMO crops. You won't have Monsanto. You won't have these corporations. You won't have these pharmaceutical companies poisoning mankind through powder in the air that has snake venom in it. There won't be this type of stuff. These corporations, they will be non-existent. And the CEOs and these people that have run these corporations for profit and the pharmaceutical companies, they don't want to hear this, but they're going to be, God knows, Christ knows their name, and they're going to be, when he returns, if they're not in their underground caves and dens, probably where they're going to be hiding. And it says that in those dens underground, they cry out and ask the ceilings to fall on them and hide them from Christ because he's coming to punish them. They're going to dig these holes deep. And guess what? They're going to be lavish. They're going to be magnificent. They're going to be underground palaces. But there they are going to, that becomes their inside of their coffin. This is where they will spend, where they're in seconds, surrounded by lavish settings, but the end of their life will end right there. We don't like the wicked, do we? They need to be punished. Rick Rodriguez, the President, from 1360KHC.com, the podcast.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
He's still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand-new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, we're going to finish with another article. This is out of semi4.com, and during the Trump administration, he did it right. The United States would destroy Taiwan's highly sophisticated semiconductor industry rather than allow it to be captured if China ever successfully invaded the island, according to Donald Trump's former national security advisor. The United States and its allies are never going to let those factories fall into Chinese hands. Robert O'Brien told me during a conversation aired today on the Global Security Forum organized by the Sufan Center in Doha, Qatar. The bulk of the world's most advanced microchips are produced in Taiwanese factories owned by the TSMC, Gaining control over those plants would make China like the new OPEC of silicone chips and allow them to control the world economy, O'Brien said. Let's face it, that's never going to happen. The idea of demolishing Taiwan semiconductor fabs, fabricating industry, rather than leaving them in Chinese hands has been floated since 2021. A popular Army War College paper argued that Taiwan should threaten to sabotage the plants itself in response to an invasion in order to deter Beijing from attacking. A Taiwanese official said there's no need, however, because for various reasons, China would not be able to operate the factories after capturing them. No. This guy's a fool. This guy must be part of the People's Liberation Army of China. No, he's a fool. China, absolutely, all they've got to do is find every single person that knows that technology and start training 10 other people on that technology, and it wouldn't take them but a year, and they would own that semiconductor. They'd master it. Even if China got hold of the golden hen, it won't be able to lay the golden eggs, Chen Mingtong, Director General of Taiwan's National Security Bureau, said last October. Well, Chen Mingtong, he's probably part of the Chinese. He's probably an infiltrator. There's no way. You would not even want to take the chance. You destroy everything. I've talked about this a year ago. You go in and you put in systems with backdoor systems. Basically, every single computer, you blow the living daylights out of it. And you destroy anything digital. And you destroy the systems and all of every single instruction manual and all of the tech, every evidence, everything. You destroy paperwork, computer, everything. You give China, the Communist Party, zero. The Chinese government is the enemy of the world. The Chinese people, these people, are going to be in the millennial kingdom with Christ. Christ is going to have an inheritance. He created mankind, and he's going to have an inheritance of Chinese and Japanese and Arabs from every Arab nation and from South America. He's going to have an inheritance of all these people that he created, brown, yellow, red, black, all of them. That's it today. Present to Rick Ledger, podcast 1560, KHNC.com. The podcast section, present to. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort.